Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. No other area of life have I ever worked with more clients where I realized they lacked the vision than an energetic vision. They'll think about it, but you know what? Most people, you know, think, I want to make $1 million. They're so unattuned to having any energetic vision. How do you actually want to feel? What emotions do you want to feel and experience every day? How do I want to feel mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually? That is an energy vision. Our actual practices and how we feel about ourselves are today, outside of luck or poor luck, in alignment to the energy vision we have for ourselves. Energy vision. Energy vision. People always ask, like, Brendan, I have seen you show up for 20 years. Energetic, positive, confident, ready to serve. I've seen you on stage, Brendan, for literally 9 hours a day for 5 days in a row, and I'm the only speaker. Could you imagine? Sometimes you do a Zoom for an hour and you're tired. I'm on a stage that's 30 some feet long for 9 hours a day, doing a marathon a day of output, having to eat 4,000 to 6,000 calories just to get through the day. Like, it's a marathon, it's brutal, it's in front of thousands of people. I have to be mentally on all day because I'm teaching all day with barely any notes, having major interactions with the customers and the clients in the audience. You know, the pressure of Olympians there and billionaires there in the audience, in a suit, in dress shoes for 9 hours a day for 5 days straight. And you're still jumping and clapping on day five, Brendan. How is that possible? I'm like, it ain't luck. That part right there was an energetic vision I had in my life. I said, and it's not because I'm, you know, aspirational, is because one time I did a presentation and I was friggin' wiped out. Anyone understand what I'm saying? Like, I was wiped out. And I said, I don't want that for my life. I don't want to be wiped out after doing something for 30 minutes or an hour. I'm like, no. I want to be able to give a speech for an hour or two. I want to be able to teach an audience for 2 or 3 hours. I don't want to go up on stage and only sit, because I am lucky and I am blessed that I've got 2 legs and 2 arms. I've got the health ability to take care of myself. I was like, okay, that's a blessing. I have friends who don't have that. I have friends who are keynote speakers in wheelchairs. How dare I not care for myself and physically utilize the gifts I've been given? Okay, Brendan. You don't want to feel exhausted. You want to have the energy to serve. And you want to have the energy to serve and then be awesome for your family and your friends and your peers. You got to demand something of yourself to get there, kid. What's my energy vision? How do I really want to feel? How do I want to feel mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually? That is an energy vision. That's an energy vision. And I had to set that in my life. Most of that came from pain. I was mentally and emotionally exhausted, depressed, suicidal, and I knew I didn't want that. The car accident I had at 19 years old, at a time when I was suicidal, helped me realize I didn't want to die. I just didn't know how to live.
helped me realize I didn't want to feel like that anymore. I just know how to feel better. And that's why I'm here today. That's what got me into personal development. I was a young, dumb kid from Montana who had no idea how to feel better. And I said, you know what? I want to feel better. So I started reading books in health. I started reading books in psychology. I started buying the audio tapes and the motivational courses. I started listening to the coaches. I started reading the health magazines. I started going, I want to feel amazing, not terrible. An energy vision. I want to be able to serve on stage for hours at a time. I want to be able to show up on a moment and get myself in an emotionally good place to serve. I want to be able to endure not 1 or 2 years of this industry that is so challenging, to be an entrepreneur, to be a leader, to be a business owner, to be literally called upon by like the biggest influencers and, state leaders and company. Like I gotta be able to get on. And listen, I even remember during the pandemic, I was like, man, I guess I can let out a little bit off here because, I'm not on that stage anymore where I gotta be Brendan on the stage for all this time. And I had a call with a CEO who was paying an extraordinary sum to work one-on-one. I was really tired going into the call, really tired. And I could tell I wasn't as mentally sharp as I needed to be for that person. And right after the call, I was like, that is not the vision for the energy I want to serve my clients with. Brendan, get back on your health routine. Recalibrate, kid. You gotta recalibrate, kid. This person deserves more of you. And I know that sounds so hard to say, but I've had to say it to clients who were parents. I said, kids deserve more energy from you. And that was me reflecting their values, not something I'm judging them for. It was, I know their vision. I know how they want to feel, act, behave around other people, not because they feel like they have to, because they want to. Like, who are we as human beings if we don't have aspirational images of who we can be and to grow into that, even if it's hard? We got to have the aspirational image of who we can be as parents, or we'd all just default to the immediate ease and comfort of treating someone the way we'd want to treat them in the moment. Screaming, hollering, yelling, hitting, smacking. These things happen when we don't demand more of ourselves or have a better vision of ourselves. And in no other area of life have I ever worked with more clients where I realize they lack the vision than an energetic vision.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
But you know what? Most people, I want to make $1 million. They're so unattuned to having any energetic vision. How do you actually want to feel? What emotions do you want to feel and experience every day? How do you want your body to feel and move through space? What kind of stamina do you want to have mentally and physically? What kind of endurance do you want in your soul, in your spirit, to be able to show up day after day, even when it's hard and difficult and awful, even when they betrayed you, stole from you, hurt you, so you can still show up and give the energy of love? How's that for an energetic vision? Where is love in your vision? Where is the vibrancy behind that love, where is the ability to project, demonstrate, or envelop others in a spiritual kindness, compassion, love, empathy. This is part of your energetic vision, isn't it? Energy, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And if you have no vision for that, you'll just show up. That's it. You'll just show up. And if you just show up by default in this world today, what that means is you'll be surrounded by 50 bags of potato chips and all the comforts and ease that the world affords us, and your health will go to hell. And I really, truly believe it is by having an energetic vision and then living in alignment to that, demanding of ourselves to live in alignment to that. I'll give you an example. I'm somebody who, obviously, my energy is really important to me, and it's super hard. There's days and stresses and difficulties that it's so hard to, quote unquote, be me, right? With the expectations the world has, it's just like intense. And some days I deal with it well, some days I don't. But if you follow me around for a month, you're like, look at all these things this guy does to care for his health. Mental health, emotional health, physical health, from all the notes and the journals and the plans of everywhere I have around, to how I literally lay on the floor multiple times a day to realign my back and my hips, to my breathing patterns, to how I choose to work out, to what I eat, thank you, my wife Denise, compared to what I would probably eat. Like, we'll talk about that social support in a minute. All of these things are trying to live in alignment to the aspirational person I want to be and to the best of who I know I can be. I know this is a different way of thinking of health, but I always say, isn't it stunning how many people want health and have no vision for the energy they want to experience mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually? This is why journaling and planning in Growth Day is so key. Self-awareness happens through the act of creation of our own intentions and goals. Like, we got to write it down. We got to think it through. No one just wakes up at, you know, 15 years old and goes, I have a vision for my energy. It's like, no, you got to recalibrate that vision for your energy at different times of life. I've also, as many of you know, had tremendous times of my life where I was in very poor health. Some of you know I had a major brain injury. I, you know, snapped my wrist pretty much clean off, threw out my hips, broke my ribs. Like, I've been in hospital beds three times in my life where I thought I was going to die. I have gone through enough of the health journey. I've been with thousands and thousands of people in real experiences as tremendous poor health had befall them. And I hear the stories literally every day from so many of you. It's not a surprise, and it's not fair. And it is a lot of luck. And that is why we must also take control of our lives, have a vision, and live in alignment to it. And as we live in alignment to it, self-respect, baby. Self-respect, better health. It becomes a beautiful loop. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help, and I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.